Cincinnati. Line 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Check out freetalklive.com. It is a completely interactive website where you can go there, and right on the front page we have stories that people have uploaded or linked to, I guess is probably the proper term. Link to videos, news stories, blog posts. People are voting them up, voting them down. You can do the same. Get a whole bunch of eyes and ears on the news story that you think is important at freetalklive.com. It's Mark with you.
And Mandrake.
And Stephanie.
So, Stephanie, you've got a story that's just plain old disgusting.
Oh, this is gross. People are going to hate this, or they'll love it, I don't know, because it's a little bit humorous, too, if you leave out the fact that some kids got sick from this.
Yes.
The headline from vitals.msnbc is FDA moldy applesauce repackaged by school lunch supplier. By Jonelle Alicia, a Washington state fruit processor that supplies the nation's schools and a baby food maker, is under scrutiny by federal health regulators for repackaging applesauce contaminated with several kinds of potentially dangerous multicolored molds.
Yeah.
Rainbow applesauce.
Have you ever seen like a coffee cup that sat around for a couple of weeks and like it'll just get all different colors?
Oh, I have pictures of them, yeah.
Yeah.
I save them. It's like a little science project.
I've done other people's dishes and seen that. Ugh.
Oh, really? Who would that be?
Just some friends.
So what did they do with this moldy applesauce?
So Food and Drug Administration officials this week posted a warning letter to snow-kissed growers of Yakima, Washington, saying the company cannot ensure the safety of moldy applesauce and fruit puree that has been reconditioned for human consumption.
I'm so hungry right now.
Your firm reprocesses moldy applesauce product using a method that is not effective against all toxic metabolites, read the FDA letter sent October 20th.
What method
to Jimmy
would be
L. Davis.
What method would be effective?
Is there some way to recondition moldy applesauce?
Yeah, throw it away and
no,
make new applesauce.
Because
right,
the problem...
Put it in your garden and compost it.
Exactly.
Underneath the apple
some
tree.
Some new apples, yeah. The problem is that there are some molds that actually produce toxins, and you can kill the mold by heating it, but you cannot kill the toxin by heating it. So what they did was basically just try to heat it up and pretend that it was fine.
Right.
Mix it
it's
up
the
so
same
the
way
rainbow colors didn't show.
Heat up and get rid of arsenic.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, so you can kill off whatever critter might make arsenic, and critters don't make arsenic. I guess plants do. But you might be able to kill off the plant, but the arsenic would still exist.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying there's arsenic in here. We're just toxin. I'm
no,
just
it was
trying
what...
to understand in my own simplistic way.
Well, products recalled earlier this year by Snowkist were blamed for illnesses of 9 North Carolina children who became sick after eating the applesauce at school. So this went through the government school lunch program where they consider potatoes and ketchup vegetables, right? And they actually
pizza's a vegetable now.
Yeah, pizza. Yep, I heard that just passed in Congress, right?
Awesome,
it's a legal decree. So they're really feeding these kids the most disgusting bottom of the barrel food, and they even subsidize kids' breakfasts and lunches if their parents are poor and qualify for it.
They will
subsidize the most disgusting school food for the kids. Anyway, so the latest warning came after...
Wait a second. Let's before we go on, and this is a very interesting article, but I do want to take the calls as they come in. I got Mo in Indiana. Mo, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, not much. I was just commenting on earlier on how somebody was talking about how women look at somebody else in the eyes. And,
I think that was probably me saying that, generally that men interpret eye contact as an opportunity to move forward in a romantic level, perhaps.
Well, I think that's kind of like a little bit of bull.
Bull? You don't think that's true?
No.
that's only my view, you know.
Tell us, Mo.
I would look at it like a... If you feel that way about it, maybe it's because men look at you better, you know. Maybe you're intimidated by men looking at you that way, too.
No, I think that people should look. No, I'm observing what I see in society. I'm not saying when a woman looks me in the eye that she wants to blow me. I'm saying
because I've been looking at you in the eye all night, and so has Mandrake.
Yeah,
so
you know, and that.
Hold on, don't assume you know what I want to do with Mars.
But I'm saying that if you're talking about somebody that you're meeting on a, you know, at first before you've even spoken to them in a lot of cases, if women look them in the eye, that those women are going to get hit on by those men on a more regular basis. That's what my claim is.
Okay. Well, my claim is that during the same situation, I would just avoid it. And I wouldn't avoid it.
Avoid what? Looking someone in the eye? What would you avoid, Mo?
I would avoid the confrontation. If it was you, honey, I would say, hey, what are you doing?
Honey? Are you talking to me?
Who's this guy you're talking to over here who's overseeing what I'm saying?
I have no idea what you're saying.
I got a neighbor he'd like this guy like to meet. But besides that, maybe me and you can hook up later on and just, you know, here's my number and we can just talk over the phone.
I wonder how that'll go for you.
I'm not talking about you, Mike. I'm talking about the girl.
Okay,
who's Mike?
I was going to send you off to my neighbor.
I see.
Yeah,
you're just kind of a little query to me because you think you're all that, and I don't think you're nobody. I guess you think, like, I'm a guy.
You're what?
I'm sorry. You're kind of like a little guy wanting to be a big guy, is the way I think.
I'll tell you. I live in a world where, admittedly, like I do carry a big ego, and one of the reasons I carry a big ego is I spent 9 years in prison, and I can physically handle any man that might give me any kind of trouble.
There you go.
And so,
I picked you right out of the basket on that one.
What's that mean?
You're in a
you
basket.
You can handle any man you want to.
Yeah, I could.
Is that a gay joke? I'm so confused.
No, it's not.
It is. It's a gay joke.
Yeah, that's what I thought he was trying to get at.
Yeah, it's what people think.
It's no fun. You know, why even talk? You know,
it's the truth. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So I appreciate the call, Mo.
I'm 6'5".
It's 40, a big man.
You know, got red hair. Got a beautiful wife.
Good for you.
And I've been dealt all the downs of my life just because I had red hair.
Did people make
my whole life.
Make fun about
went to jail and everything, and I've dealt with guys who've been in jail, and there was no problem for me at all, you know. But here I am. I'm still married to the same woman for 21 years now.
Congratulations.
I'm glad it's going well.
She's still beautiful. She still works out. I work out. And I got red hair, but I'm still a good-looking guy.
So does it take a great body
and good looks
to be a real
guy.
Man?
You're probably small. You're probably like about 5'7".
He's actually 4'8".
You?
No, Mark.
Oh, no, I'm talking
about
you.
He's
you're probably like a short
trees.
Guy, shoot,
oh,
short little cute guy, which all the girls short little cute guys.
You think girls are short men?
Back in the day, whenever all the girls wanted a big, strong man.
I'm 6'1".
Well, I'm one of the big, strong men that my wife has actually got a hold of. And actually,
to this
day right now, I'm 47 years old.
It's awesome.
And I draw interest to a lot of women, but I got to play. I mean,
you
like to
beat them off with a stick.
I like to flirt a little bit with them.
Yeah.
And being a big, strong man would.
You got to be willing to share, you know.
Well, no, I don't want to share, but I piqued the interest because they've never had.
Mo, what defines a real man in your book? I'm just curious because I just need some lessons because I got nothing going for me.
Going by. I live between the St. Joe River and a railroad track. You know,
I don't know what that means. I'm just curious. Tell me.
Well,
I need some advice. Throw it out there for the guys, real quick.
What's your advice? One short piece of advice for all the men out there.
Hey, take whatever you can get. Do not pass up opportunities.
Thank you.
It's good advice. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
lifeline. Remind you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today. Today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. It's the show where you can call in and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. And we do mean anyone can call in.
I have no idea what Mo was talking about, but that's the call of the week.
Hey, he was awesome.
I'm a short little cute guy.
Don't turn down any opportunities.
Awesome. Awesome. Wow. Awesome call.
Just end the show. Seriously,
0-3-7-3-3. You can call in and talk about anything you want to talk about. Stephanie, we were talking about applesauce, youngsters, mold.
Yes, all of the above, and the FDA. And it's funny because, a little recap. So there's an applesauce supplier called Snowkissed Foods or something like that in Washington that had somehow gotten contaminated batches of applesauce, and they had tried to basically heat them up to kill the mold and then repackage the applesauce into something that they could sell to the government school lunches.
And heating it up will kill the mold, right?
But it won't kill the toxins produced by the mold.
Gotcha.
And that was the problem. And actually, about 9 kids got sick after eating the applesauce at school. So it says the latest warning came after FDA officials said Snowkist failed to adequately address problems identified during a June inspection, in which regulators found large laminated bags of fruit products that were supposed to be sealed and sterile, but instead were broken open and tainted with white, brown, blue, blue-green, and black mold.
Mm.
Some of the compromised bags were bloated, and one had, quote, a strong fermented odor, the report said. Hey, maybe the kids were getting a little bit of a hard apple cider with their school lunch.
Nice.
I don't know. But, you know, this just points out to me how little the FDA actually does. Everybody thinks they're there to protect you, right? To protect you from bad food and bad drugs. But they knew that this company had moldy applesauce, and they didn't do anything about it,
right,
until all these kids got sick.
Hey,
and then even now they're just
throw
sending
away
them a warning.
This food now. We're going to go throw this food away right now. And this inspection isn't over until this food gets thrown away. I didn't think the FDA actually did inspections at all.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Me neither.
I thought that was the USDA, but anyway.
What's their response? Just throw, like what they always do whenever there's a scare, just throw away everything, like all the applesauce everywhere, like they do with, like,
yeah, right,
spinach. Oh, there's E. coli in spinach.
All the spinach must be thrown away.
I mean, you would think that if you were a company that manufactures baby food, especially, and applesauce and products for children, that you would take really good care to make sure that your products were not blatantly contaminated with multicolored mold.
I mean, kids love multicolored anything, so I mean, hey.
Well, it doesn't love them.
No.
The FDA's letter identified at least 8 instances last year in which Snowkist had reprocessed the moldy applesauce into canned goods for human consumption. Now, I think when people hear this, they will blame the company and say, oh, this company's gross. They're just trying to save a buck. They're reprocessing it into canned goods for humans to eat. And well, that may be true. I think this is a really sketchy business practice. And really, how much do apples cost? Like, they can't throw away a couple batches of applesauce. But
I don't know what batches, but I mean, good Lord.
They deported everybody who was picking the apples, right?
Well, right, yeah. But the FDA, it says the FDA had this letter that they wrote this company, so they're not doing anything except sending them a letter, basically. And also, the letter identifies 8 different instances last year when this company had been selling the moldy applesauce. So the FDA knew all about it, and all they're doing is sending them a letter. So to the people who think that the FDA is out there with, like, a clipboard and a white coat,
saving us
keeping
all
people safe from contaminated food, think again. They're really
like
not doing
FDA's
that at
keeping,
all.
It sounds like the FDA is keeping this company safe from very angry parents.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure that, you know, the fact that they supply applesauce to these, like, school lunch programs probably helps get them in the good graces of the government so that they don't want to shut them down or anything like that or hurt their business. So, anyway, the inspection report said that Snowkist documents showed the company had reprocessed mold-contaminated applesauce at least 13 times between January 2008 and May 2011, repackaging the food into 15-ounce cans, 106-ounce cans, 300-gallon bags, and 4.2-ounce single-serving cups.
300-gallon bags of applesauce?
This just points to the gross, like, bulk food industry for cafeterias and nursing homes and schools and stuff.
It's so gross, because I sell food for a living, and I don't ask permission to do it. You know, people just, I have a reputation, and if people want to buy food from me, you know, they go off of that, and I don't have people inspecting my food. You know, I am the inspector. I inspect all that. I couldn't imagine doing this, finding moldy food that ingredients.
God.
I'm like, oh, I'll just brush some of this off and just still sell it. Like,
it would
what?
Seem to just ruin the taste.
Right?
I mean, anytime I've had a dish in my refrigerator, and now I'm a little bit of a slob, but occasionally things get kept in my refrigerator so long that they get moldy. But I would never just, like, scrape off the mold and heat it up and then think it was fine. I mean, molds can secrete
I've
things.
Heard you could do that with certain types of cheeses, just, like, cut off the mold and eat the rest of it.
Well, a lot of people do that. I don't know if
I mean,
it's recommended.
Cheese is something that's sat around anyway, right? I don't know. I mean,
it has active cultures, but if it has some mold in it, that's not a cheese culture.
It could make you sick. So, yeah, right. Certainly.
Really.
Yeah, and I mean, they're definitely for pregnant women. Like, I would definitely recommend don't do any of that because they're more susceptible to certain infections that can come from eating like raw cheese.
Yeah,
and,
it's not. How expensive is this thing that you're just trying to save? I mean, in reality, it's just go get some more if it's gone bad.
Yeah, the apples that get made into applesauce are not exactly the top of the line apples. I mean, apples don't go for much on the market anyway, but the ones that get made into applesauce are like the ones that fall off the tree.
Big, beautiful apples that you buy at the grocery store that are blemishless.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. They're the ugly apples get made to applesauce.
Exactly, yeah. And it says the June inspection followed a voluntary recall of more than 3,300 cases of canned snow-kissed applesauce in May after North Carolina school children became mildly ill after eating the fruit product. The recall was blamed on faulty seals on the
cans. I'm surprised they wouldn't even know that was what it was about. I'm really surprised. I mean, because oftentimes food poisoning it's got to be the most difficult thing to track down. If somebody feels ill and then decides for themselves that it's food poisoning, they will almost always blame it on a restaurant and not their own home. A lot of times restaurants are cleaner.
This was traced to their school.
Yeah.
So it might have been a little bit easier because, like, if all these kids went to the school nurse and they were all having the same symptoms.
Symptoms.
I mean, actually, most of the time, you're right, Mark, it could be really hard to track down because most people don't tend to listen to kids if they have, like, a bellyache or whatever. They're like, oh, they're just making it up to get out of school or whatever. I wouldn't be surprised if the school nurse said something like that, but I guess at least 9 of these kids were actually listened to, and then they found out that they had all eaten this moldy applesauce and gotten sick. Snow-kissed officials admit that they, quote, rework some moldy food for future
rework
use. But in an email to MSNBC.com,
it's a bad idea to admit that.
How do you rework food? I've never reworked food.
It's as if it's like Play-Doh or something. It's ugh. Company officials said that the contaminated fruit represents only a fraction of the company's products, that compromised product is typically separated and destroyed, and that any reprocessed food is heat-treated to kill toxins, which not all toxins are able to be killed by heat, unfortunately for them. And if they...
Can some toxins be killed by heat?
Yes, some toxins are called heat labile, so they will disintegrate if heated enough. But, some toxins are extremely stable to heat. That's why, like, you can get food poisoning from, for instance, like, creamy soup that's been kept in a burner. You know, even if it's warm, it can still be, the bacteria are dead, but their toxins are still alive.
Hmm.
And then you eat them and get sick.
I see. Wow. 855, 453. You know, it makes you wonder, it's just another reason not to send your kids to public school.
Exactly. And to keep an eye on what it is that you're eating. And try to know the source.
450-3733, Free Talk Live.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's sealane.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired? Out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61%. and within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's a SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
Mandrick.
And Stephanie.
So, Stephanie, the article here regarding the children and the moldy applesauce.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, other than sort of pointing out that, well, this is how the government protects you. Is there more to really say about it, or have we wrapped it up?
No, we've pretty much wrapped it up, although I do have a related article about an Ohio third grader who was taken from his parents and placed into foster care because he was obese.
Oh, yeah. Hold on just a second. Are you a cigarette smoker? I was, too, for many years. And, you know, well, they're not that great for you. You know, cigarettes, they kill people. There's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com will save, they make one of the best e-cigarettes on the market today, and you can get one for free. The average smoker will save about $120 every month just by switching to an e-cigarette. Vaporsmiths will give you theirs for free. All you have to do is buy 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. You'll get free shipping and the free starter kit. It includes their e-cigarette vaporizer. If you can't get them at vaporsmiths.com, you don't have a computer, or you know it's too confusing for you, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. They'll help you out there. 855-2-GET-VAPOR, vaporsmiths.com, coupon code FTL. So tell me about the little chubby kid that got taken away from home.
Yeah, so he was, unfortunately, he was more than just chubby. And the headline from the Cleveland, blog.cleveland.com, the Cleveland Plain Dealer, I guess, county places obese Cleveland Heights child in foster care. An 8-year-old Cleveland Heights boy was taken from his family and placed in foster care last month after county caseworkers said his mother wasn't doing enough to control his weight. At more than 200 pounds, the third grader is considered severely obese and at risk for developing such diseases as diabetes and hypertension. But even though the state health department estimates that more than 12% of third graders statewide are severely obese, that could mean 1,300 in this county alone, where this little boy is from. This is the first time anyone in the country, county or state can recall a child being taken from a parent for a strictly weight-related issue.
Hmm.
Now, I'd like to point out, you know, this boy is 200 pounds and he's 8 years old, right? He's a third grader.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty big.
You were
big.
Obese as a child, right?
I was not that obese. I was 200 pounds when I was like 17, maybe. But yeah, this kid is 8 and he's very obese. But you know, there are some diseases, like genetic diseases, where the children just do not have a sense of fullness kick in their brain. Like it's a disorder and they just can't stop eating. Like they have this insatiable hunger and desire to eat.
Yeah.
And I would guess that if he's that obese at that age, it's probably because he has some kind of genetic disorder. I don't think it's because simply the mother is feeding him too much pizza. Like a kid can get obese from that, but not like morbidly obese like he is.
Yeah. I wonder, like, I don't want to actually see this be done, but I wonder if you take a classroom full of kids and have them eat way more than they should, and just how many will actually get that big? Like, could they really get that big if they tried?
Yeah, I would think not. You know, obesity wasn't much of an issue when I was going to school, but that's when kids got out and played more. I don't know if that happens. I'm not going to make the statement.
Yeah.
There's sort of a cultural conversation out there that right now kids don't get out enough.
They play 200 too much pounds?
That,
I mean, I'm like,
I can't
210
imagine.
And I'm
that's,
31.
When you have a million people, one of them is going to be weird in each way, right?
Yeah.
You know? And this is just one of those sort of situations, it sounds like. I mean, it could be.
Yeah, I would be willing to go out on a limb and say that it must be some kind of genetic disorder. There's a disease called Prader-Willi syndrome, mm-hmm. which is known to be like this. The kids just do not stop eating. They never feel full. They are always hungry. They're always begging for food. There have been cases where parents who have kids with this syndrome will literally put like locks on their refrigerators to keep the kids from getting in, and the kids will bust off the locks on their refrigerators. That's how driven they are just by this broken genetic component eat.
Imagine it being hungry all of the time.
It would be torture. It would really suck, you know?
Yeah.
And the question I think that we should be asking when we hear this article is this boy going to be helped by being taken away from his family and put into foster care?
Of course.
I don't think that's true. I mean, foster care has this reputation for being a place where terrible things can happen to kids.
But even if it didn't, I mean, you're taking a kid away from the environment he knows, the people he knows, and it's like, here's a bunch of strangers.
Well,
how's that good?
If you have the option of, all things being equal in one situation and another, and the only difference is that one person will feed a kid too much and the other one won't, that obviously that it makes sense to put the kid in the situation where they, wouldn't get fed as much. But the problem with this is that, foster care isn't known for all things being equal. These people don't love this child the same way that their parents are going to love them. I mean, I understand that clearly there's some kind of issue here with this child eating too much. We can question the parenting and we can question, the genetics, and it's difficult to know. I just feel like the state's really overstepping their bounds here. They've got a one-size-fits-all solution, which is if something's going wrong in the home, we take the kid out of it.
Yeah.
And they're applying it to a situation which may or may not be applicable. I tend to think not. I tend to think that this is something that needs to be dealt with in the home. And, if the kid ends up being fat, he won't be the only fat kid in America.
Well, and stress tends to be generally thought of as something that drives people to eat, causes emotional problems.
I wonder if he's going to feel any stress being taken away from his family.
Yeah, of course he is.
What type of food do you eat in a foster home? I mean,
Yeah, probably the cheapest food they can possibly find, because a lot of these parents, foster parents, are getting paid by the state often to have foster kids in their home. And I'm certainly not saying that they're all bad parents. There are some great foster parents out there, but you also do hear these horror stories of the foster parents who just literally take the checks from the government and then try to just spend the least money they possibly can on
the
kid.
They use it as a job.
And they feed the kid, like, really gross food that's, like, the cheapest food they can possibly find. And often that's, you know, canned spaghetti and meatballs and chicken fingers and Big Macs and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a real problem. And I just want this kid, I would like him to be helped in some way. But I don't think taking him away from his home and his parents and putting him into foster care is going to help him. He needs to see a doctor. You know, and maybe...
Yeah, the best solution here is probably not going to be a cheap one. The best solution is this kid needs, you know, counseling and a physician to oversee, you know, whatever their, you know, the issue is. I mean, they didn't get to be 200 pounds at what age?
Well, and this is really sad. The government in this case, the county government, a spokesperson for the Department of Children and Family Services.
Now, they actually said, have a statement here? Awesome. I mean, usually they don't even bother.
They said that the child's weight gain was caused by his environment and that his mother wasn't following doctor's orders, which she disputes. Now, look, I'm in medical school, and I hate that phrase. Doctor's orders?
Mm-hmm. Is that something to
call
by law? I
don't want to be giving my patient, the person I have a voluntary relationship with, orders. I want to talk to them as a human being and maybe work with them to find a solution if they have a health problem that's bothering them. But doctor's orders? No, I have a real problem with that. And the mother disagrees. She says that the weight gain, she disputes the fact that the DCYF or whatever is saying that the child's weight gain was caused by the environment. She doesn't say that's the case.
Why don't we start calling them doctors' tips and hints?
I'll give you a tip and a hint.
So, you know, I mean, I do... You know, it's tough. It's tough to know in this circumstance. I mean, a lot of kids are overweight. Obese people tend to have obese children, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, what that says to me is that to some extent it could be genetic. To some extent it could be eating habits.
Yes, and I think it's probably both.
Yeah. I tend to think it's both. And, you know, in this circumstance, I don't, you know.
Sometimes they remove kids from the home for the parents not giving them enough food. So, like, if the mother tried to starve the kid to get his weight down, then they might have taken him away, too.
There's
it's
all
just madness.
Let's continue talking about this. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle for your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. Sickle toll free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We've been talking about the situation where this child was taken away from their family. It's a male child.
Correct.
His family.
I got the impression they kept saying in this article that the mother wasn't doing enough to control the weight, so maybe it's just a mom. He doesn't have a dad or something.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, Man Venture Outpost carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices, in fact, are so low, they can't even be mentioned on the air. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL at ManVentureOutpost.com. I went over there recently and purchased some things, and, you know, the prices really are some of the lowest you're going to find on the Internet. You can get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. So, you know, by the way, it's Mark with you.
And Mandrick.
And Stephanie.
The thing that I'm really hung up with on this situation where the child gets taken away from his mother based on his weight is, you know, if the state can step in and say, you're a bad parent in this way, they can do it in any way. You know,
they will.
This is the first time this has happened in Ohio, according to the Plain Dealer. And, you know, I haven't heard of it happening anywhere else. It may very well be. I think it was about a year ago when the internet meme spread around the little fat kid in India smoking the cigarette.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It was like a toddler smoking cigarettes. And, you know, I saw that and I was pretty upset. Yeah. I didn't like that much. Yeah. I didn't like the idea of somebody giving cigarettes to their 2-year-old, especially a little fat 2-year-old. I mean, this child needs to get less stuff, not more. But you know, if you can take somebody's kid away for the way that they're parenting, then it can be over anything. It's the slippery slope argument, and I think that it might be valid. I mean, if you can imagine, well, you're not getting enough vegetables, or, you know, I mean, this is a nutritional issue.
Well, not only that, but, I mean, there's a quote in this article from a bioethics professor who basically says that, let me see if I can find it. Oh, he basically says that one could get ethical whiplash in a world where one arm of government is so concerned about a child's weight that it removes him from his home, while another branch of government argues that French fries and tomato paste on pizza should be counted as servings of vegetables.
Yeah, it's true. The Congress just voted recently that, that pizza was a vegetable. And, by the way, aren't tomatoes fruits?
Yes,
well,
they
tomato
are.
tomato paste is one thing, but traditionally tomato sauce has some type of sugar in it, too. I mean, tomatoes are, they're kind of sugary. They're not too bad. But
ketchup is,
high fructose corn syrup.
It's tomato candy.
Yeah.
Right? Tomato flavored candy.
Yes, exactly.
And, the idea that you would call that a vegetable is insane, as far as a fruit or vegetable, and put that on.
And French fries, I mean, most of the nutrition is in the skin, and they remove the skin.
Is that
and
so?
And they fry it, they deep fry it in vegetable oil, which is like.
It has new nutrients.
Yeah.
Especially,
the trans fat.
Trans fat nutrients, yeah.
Which are banned in some cities by governments. So it's. Again, it's like it's very hypocritical. Now, one more thing I wanted to highlight about this. Guess how the social workers in the county found out about this child's weight? If you had to have two guesses, it has to do with the doctor's orders before.
The doctor turned them in?
County workers were alerted to the child's weight in early 2010 after his mother took him to a hospital for breathing problems. He was diagnosed with sleep apnea, which can be weight-related, and was given a breathing machine. Social workers began to monitor him under what the county calls protective supervision.
Mm.
So they found out about this when he went to the hospital, and then they began like really intruding in his mother's life and tracking his weight and stuff like that. And the article actually says that they gave the mother this like nutrition plan and some counseling to help the boy lose weight. The doctors in the hospital did, and he did lose some weight initially, but then started to gain it back, and that's when they moved to take him away.
Mm.
And the mother said she thought that maybe another sibling was giving the son extra food, and she had tried to explain to him that he could only eat certain foods. And she had followed the recommendations of the doctors, like getting him a bike and encouraging him to go bike ride and stuff. So it sounds like she was trying. She was making reasonable efforts, but I know from experience as a kid who was overweight, my parents asked me to exercise, and I didn't want to.
Yeah.
I was fed all kinds of garbage, and I know... I'm not the only one.
I had restrictions on where I was allowed to bike. So,
Well, exactly. Yeah, they're concerned about your safety when you go biking.
Sure.
You know?
I mean, again, this is
with
this
good reason.
This is the tightrope that upon which parents must go.
Yeah.
Hey, how far do you let the kid out of your sight? This is something we're working with. Just at 3 and a half, do we let Jack go outside where we can see him out the window and play with the dog,
mm-hmm.
Or do you stand out there all the time? I mean, these are questions that parents have to ask. To answer for themselves, and somebody could likely say the very fact that we've let the kid go outside with the dog to play out in the yard and watch him through the window, that's abuse. You must be standing right by them.
Yeah.
He could literally run away and go straight down the driveway before you could get out of there and catch him and get down to the road and get hit by a car. I mean, it could happen if that was what his goal was. And up to this point, he kind of doesn't seem to care that much
about it. He could be holding your hand and do the same thing. I've seen it happen.
They're fast little things. I don't know. I mean, I find it so, the idea that this child was taken away from their family disturbs me. His mother disturbs me. That if they can do it for this reason, you go to the hospital to get some help, and this is what you get. Now, obviously,
some help.
If the child looks like it's been beaten, and the hospital's going to call Child Protective Services or something like that. So, where does the hospital's responsibility end and begin? And I don't know. I mean, I wonder whether they're going to get superior service. Is the solution better than the problem? And I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely don't think it's superior to take this child away from his biological mother. And an update at the end of this article says lawyers for the mother say they've been told that the foster mother who has the child now in a neighboring suburb is having trouble keeping up with all of his appointments. There was even discussion about getting the foster mother additional help or moving the child again, this time to a foster home with a personal trainer.
Wow.
Unbelievable. And guess where they took him? They took him from school. So some agents showed up at school one day, at the government school, and took this kid away and said, you're not going home to your mother today. You're going to this other home. Can you imagine how scary that is for a kid?
I can only imagine how how confused.
He's going to have issues for the rest of his life because of that.
You know,
it's scary for the mother too. I mean, the parents.
Public school is just another way the government flexes its ownership over you and your children. It already believes that it owns you and your kids.
Yeah.
But you know, public school, they just use it to their advantage in this circumstance. I wonder if it would have been as easy with a private school. Would a private school have gone for this?
I think they would probably vet the people. If someone came into a private school and said, oh, yeah, we're looking for this kid, we're going to take him to a foster home, you could bet that a private school would be a lot more skeptical. Verify it with the parents, maybe.
You would hope, but, I mean, there's plenty of times where they just go into businesses and get information, like credit card information and stuff, like hotels or something, anywhere, and just ask
for
it. No warrants, and they get it.
That is true.
It is disturbing. Let's go to Jim in Indiana. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Going back to this thing with the children getting taken away, I don't see where they have the right to take people's children so easily. And it's kind of like they've been chipping away at our freedoms and rights for the last 100 years. Terribly.
Yeah, that's kind of what government does, right? Like, government, it's going to grow, it's going to get bigger, and it's going to, the way it gets bigger is by chipping away at your rights.
It's a mechanism of control.
Yep. One of the things Abraham Lincoln said was that as a nation of free men, we will live throughout all history or die from suicide. And he was talking about the only way our country can be destroyed is from within. And it seems like that's happening, that there's
he did a pretty good job of that, too.
In our country.
it's funny. Abraham Lincoln would say that, right? Like, the guy is responsible for the death of more Americans than any person in history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
About an outside army ain't going to take us over. Our government will last forever unless we destroy it ourselves.
I
hope nonviolently.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope
abolish nonviolently.
Jim, appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. You can give us a call. Tell us what's on your mind here on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Edition. It's Mark.
And Madrick.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.